Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me in studio, Mr. 30 Points on Saturday, Bodie Hume. Yes, Susan and Cheryl like that. It's like a Saved by the Bell in here with that live studio audience. It's fantastic. Bodie, of course, for the UNC Bears, has been one of the leaders of this team for quite some time now, man. It's been so fun to watch you grow with this program throughout the last few years. And these segments are made possible, of course, by First Advantage, who they think you're pretty cool, Bodie. They like you, man.
That's great news. Definitely a shout out to them and a thank you to them for sure.
Yeah, I know they're huge basketball fans. And boy, that game, I know you don't like to talk about losses and it's turning the page, but you know us radio guys, we talk about the same thing for 8 weeks before we finally get to the future. But last Saturday, I know it was a loss, 88-79. The score never tells the real story in those kind of games. This game was, for a Saturday at noon, was absolute fire, man. It was so much fun. You had 30 points in this game. You could not be stopped. In fact, I think CSU just stopped guarding you at some point. Like, I could not believe you got lost in the midst sometimes. Like, how do you lose Bodie Hume?
No, absolutely. I think for me, the start of my year was a little rough. I think teams were starting to realize that maybe I just couldn't shoot. So they gave me some opportunities, and ultimately the coaches gave me the opportunity to just continue to shoot, and that's what happened. And ultimately it led to good things for me, and it started off really well as good things for our team.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You start opening things up, and I love it when you drive, too. And I know the three ball, when you get to rolling on the three, it's so fun to watch, man. And I mean, I'm sitting as a fan at this game, and I was not in the UNC section. I wore neutral colors, just so you know. Yeah. But I'm hearing so many people, and they're like, that's the Sterling kid. That's the Sterling kid just going crazy. Does that guy ever miss? My favorite, though, was when you looked up at the crowd with your three-point signal and you got them going, man. That's basketball right there.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a lot of fun. The celebration is a small part of the game nowadays. You know, you don't want to go too crazy.
Yeah, you didn't.
I remember my sophomore year, actually, Coach Linder yelled at me a couple times for my celebrations. So just keeping it simple and keeping it compact, I guess you could say, is a good thing. And then the crowd was great. I mean, it's a lot of Colorado people. We actually have a ton of Colorado players on our team as well. CSU has a couple too. So it was nice to like have that atmosphere, especially at a noon game on Sunday. Not a lot of people decide to go to those.
Yeah, and it was a pretty cool environment for the most part. And it being the Thanksgiving weekend and everything too, with students, not as crazy. But don't you think that's a matchup that should happen every single week or every single year between, I'd like every single week, UNC and CSU every year?
Absolutely. I think a huge thing, especially for us being known as a smaller school, as being like a brother or a little brother to all these other bigger schools, I think it'd be nice for us to have the opportunity to play CSU or CU every year and just kind of show them that we're here and that we'd like to be a part of that three that contributes to Colorado wins.
Well, and what we talk about on the show all the time is how basketball can grow throughout the state of Colorado, and it's not just the Buffs, it's not just the Rams, it's all three of you guys. It's the Bears, too. And over the last few years, and you've been a major part of that, the Bears have been a relevant basketball program, and so that's got to be pretty cool for you to look at.
No, definitely. It's been a blessing for me to like grow up and, like you said, be able to see and witness the things that have happened for UNC basketball. I remember when I was younger, I was a CU fan, diehard CU fan. So to switch gears completely and like not want to be a CU fan is a big change. And just noticing that UNC and CSU and NCU all are right there neck and neck, and ultimately come down to the wire for the most part.
How much do you pay attention to other teams? You know, obviously you know CSU. You know what's going on with CSU. There's a lot of the national pickers out there that are saying, hey, CSU's probably, they're going to probably go dancing. This might be a team that could, who knows, maybe they go deep into the tournament. And so you're paying attention to that. You guys are up by 1 point with 4 minutes left. And I think there were a lot of people in Moby Arena going, this UNC basketball team is for real. And I think after that game, people still continue to say that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we sent a statement. We've been sending little statements throughout the year with a lot of the games that we've played. We've come really close to winning a lot of these games. And for us, it's just going to continue to learn to finish and close out games. Like you said, we were up one with 4 minutes left, but we were up 12 with 8 minutes
right.
left.
So, yeah.
So it's really just a matter of us trying to close games and like really stomp on next.
What did you think of it? Obviously, you have this monster game. You have 30 points. I didn't think you were ever going to miss a shot, to be honest with you. Every time it went up, it just looked good. You were in that zone, and you get there a lot. But to see your teammates, too, I thought the guard play was really good. I mean, Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson, they move so well that allows you guys to get open, Cuxhausen to get open, too. And they couldn't, CSU defenders, pretty good defense, couldn't stay up with those guards for about 90% of the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Our guards do a great job of making the reads on offense, getting the ball to the right guy. I think it's been a huge help overall, the talent that we have. Matt Johnson running the point. Dalen's been a slashing two-man that's been great for us. And ultimately what the difference was last year is we didn't have as many people that could shoot on the floor, so he didn't get those opportunities. And a lot of times he couldn't finish them because he was going into two or three people. Now he just has one guy he has to finish over, and it's been really great to see him put the ball in the basket and play really, really well.
So much fun.
And then, like I said, we just have so many shooters on the team that can open up everything, and it's a lot of fun to watch our offense cook.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's a blast when you're out there seeing that go. I mean, like I said, I was tweeting during the game. I was like, I could watch this game every single day. Like, that was how much fun it was. David Roddy is a stud basketball player, but your boy, Joe Cooch, was sensational on the defensive side of this game. And one of your coaches, Houston Reed, looks at him at the end of the game. He's like, hey, you grew up an extra step this game. I mean, it did. He seemed like he was in the zone defensively.
No, absolutely. We actually had a film session yesterday watching most of the game, and Coor was definitely preached during that. He's brought a whole different level this year than he did to the start of last year. I remember getting on him at the beginning of last year saying, hey, man, you're supposed to be the best big in the league. Like, where are you at right now? And he came out with an attitude this year that just means, nah, I'm here. I'm involved, and I'm going to be a key contributor to this team. And he has. I mean, his defensive effort is unreal. His rebounding is unmatched. Like, for him to – I think he's averaging double-digit rebounds for us, and it's really been a huge help to us.
Well, it allows him to do, I mean, for lack of a better term, kind of the dirty work, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you do that dirty work down there, and then you guys are able to do what your specialty is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And him being able to finish a lot better this year, and, I mean, he's shooting in the high 70s for free throws percentage, so it's really great to see what he's doing, and it's really great to see him excel, too.
He's such a nice guy, too, but then
Absolutely.
When you see him on the floor, he just kind of there's a switch that goes off.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, that's the kind of you guys are all kind of like that, and that's why I think those are the best basketball teams. You know, great guys, but when they get on the floor, they get after it, and that's what we saw on Saturday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we have a great group of guys. I think we're all not outspoken in a bad way, but in a good way, and we all can talk to each other and relate to each other, and ultimately it helps us stay connected on the court.
It sure seemed like CSU at the end of that game had major respect for you guys. I mean, I'm seeing the hugs, the handshakes, the talks, the discussions. They walked away going, watch out for that Bears team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know a lot of those guys. We got to scrimmage a lot of them
sure.
in the last 2 years, so I know a lot of those guys personally, and they're a good group of kids. For me, it's been fun to watch them, too, and just know that, like these guys come from high pedigrees and come from great basketball programs, and like are able to continue to have a great basketball program, and just see that we're neck and neck with them. It showed that we have a lot of respect.
Yeah, I think it was one of those games where I know you guys aren't satisfied with the L, but as a fan on the outside, I'm looking at it going, man, I think you can take – it's like a win-win if you're a Northern Colorado fan, because these basketball teams were really good. We're talking to Bodie Hume, star player for the UNC Bears, thanks to First Advantage. We know it's been nuts of a schedule, man. You guys, it seems like you guys have played like 8 games in a row. I mean, we're kind of going to start getting to a regular schedule here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's almost been hard to say I'm a student athlete, I guess you could say.
Right.
There was one point we were on the road 18 of the last 21 days. I think I was doing the math today. It was 21 of the last 26 days we've been on the road, or somewhat similar to that. And it's been tricky. It's been time adjustments with Hawaii to hopping on planes from Cal Baptist to San Jose for a 40-minute plane ride. It's just definitely been a huge change for us, especially for my 4 years here. I've never had to travel this much, but it's been a great experience, and we've got to play some really great schools. And like I said, we've been competing so well, so we're excited to finally get to league play this week and continue from there.
Well, some big ones coming up, and I know we're packing the bank, right? Bank of Colorado Arena, rocking and rolling this Thursday. You guys got Montana State and then Montana on Saturday. And I know that, you know, you look at those games, and I was talking to Coach Smiley after that CSU game. He's like, we so many games in a row, we just felt like we were really there. But I look at it and say, do you guys feel like you're battle-tested as you're approaching this some of these conference games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think ultimately we look really good, and we just have a few kinks that we need to work out. And playing some of the teams we did, like Texas and Cal Baptist, who and even CSU, all those guys are such offensive-minded teams that it's been really great for us to scout them and like learn how to defend better. So yeah, I'd say battle-tested for sure, and excited to play some prestigious schools of the Big Sky and hopefully get two wins.
Everyone I talked to that was watching this game from a CSU standpoint, they were CSU fans asking me questions, saying, hey, this Bears team's legit. What do you know? And they're looking at it going, wow, that conference is really tough, too. Everybody knows the Big Sky Conference is very difficult when it comes to basketball.
Absolutely. I think we have a lot of guys or a lot of teams that are neck and neck when it comes down to it. I mean, we like we've had a lot of praise from a lot of different schools this year, and we were ranked 5th, I believe, in the Big Sky media poll.
Yeah.
So for that to show something, I mean, at least there's 4 teams that are supposedly better than us that it just shows how much competition's in our league.
Right? Yeah, no question, man. I know you got to get rolling. We don't want to get in trouble with Coach Smiley. That would be the last thing I want to do. We just want you to know, man, we're all rooting for you. We're wishing you the best of luck. We love the Bears, of course. The Bears, we've got the games on KFK all the time. We just love following this program and seeing you grow up, man. You were our Preps Player of the Year when you played for Sterling, and then the Big Sky Player of the Year. So our connections with you run deep, and for you to do this with us, with me on this show, with First Advantage, is honestly an honor, man. So we're really excited.
Thank you. It's going to be a great experience for me and a lot of fun for me as well.
All right, my friend Bodie, we'll let you back at it. Get back to work. Good luck on Thursday. It's going to be a huge game. All right, 12:44 the time. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Someone's winning $1,000 this year with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Find out how at 1310kfka.com.